الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This talk inshallah is very pertinent and applies to us very much in this day and age. We are living in changing times, and we have changed also tremendously. Our lifestyle has changed, our eating habits have changed, our dressing has changed, a lot has changed. But we must remember one thing that can never change is our deen. Though for many people, our deen also has changed. Many people have got a different concept and a different aspect. But what I'm trying to say from the Quran Sharif, that deen can never change. And never change it, and never follow any other way, but that one Sirati Mustaqim, which Allah Ta'ala has given us. This ayat in the 21st juz of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. That turn your face for that deen, which is deen hanif, the straight deen, the natural deen. Just before this, Allah has given a very, very striking example that if a person has got his business, whatever he owns, and he's not got a worker, but a slave. Today there are no more slaves, but a slave that you own the slave. And what he owns also, what he earns, belongs to you also. That is called a slave. And that slave becomes an equal partner of yours in your business. Who will like this? Nobody will like it. If affirmative action has to come, like in some countries, the governments are doing this, that whoever is working, the local people must have an equal share in your business. You have made all the effort, you build your business, you build your house, everything, and now another person, for no reason, he must have an equal share there, 50-50%. Who will like this? Like that, any person who associates partners to Allah Ta'ala, whether it is idols of the past, which we know, idols, or whether it is modern day idols in the name of technology, or whether it is our idol of our shop, that my shop feeds me, my shop is my sustainer, or my job is my sustainer, these are all idols. So to associate that and give them equal status to Allah, Allah is the only feeder. Allah is the only one who created you. Allah has got no partners. Allah is the only one who sustains you, looks after you, gives you your rosy, gives you everything. So how unfair isn't it to associate partners with Allah? To say that the idol gives me my children, the idol brings rain, or whether it is the new technology and scientific idols, whether it is our job and our shops that we have said they give us, Allah gives you rosy, you say my shop gives me rosy. So you have associated, so Allah says, Allah has turned us through Tawheed, turned to through Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. That is what is required. So Allah Ta'ala says, whether it is idol worship or any other form of deen. Also, for example, if the mutawallis of this masjid have to put on a Jummah today, gold and pure gold idols here in front, and make an announcement that these idols, worship them, they will serve all your needs, they will fulfill all your needs. Every Muslim will go up in such arms that how can we worship idols? Putting idols in the masjid, even if they're made of gold, what can they do? They can't do anything. So the mutawallis, if they take out the idols, melt them and make Kruger rands, Kruger coins. And the next Jummah, at the door they give out to the person who comes first, 1,000 Kruger coins. And the person who comes next, a little bit less, but they give Kruger rands, Kruger coins. And they say, this will fulfill all your needs. You'll be able to build a mansion. You'll be able to buy a car. You'll be able to go on a world cruise. We'll say, yes, this is right. It's the same thing, but just in a different form. So shaitan is that enemy who knows. And from experience also, he knows that the Muslims, we can't tell them become Christians. They won't listen. No, unfortunately, here and there, there are those who perhaps become. Tell a Muslim to become a Hindu, na'uzubillah, we can't accept that. Tell him to become an atheist, no, we can't. So what Shaitan did, the same title of Islam, but inside it he just changed it. It's still that same gold, but the form is changed now, from an idol into Kruger hands. Now it's acceptable. So Shaitan has done this also. So we must be very much on our guard. Our greatest asset in our life is our Iman, is our Islam. More than anything, then this must not change. So this is that Islam, don't change it. So Allah says, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. Turn your face, turn solely and completely to Deen Hanif. I'll explain just now, Deen Hanif. But what Shaitan has done now, that he has changed all this inside. He kept the same title. For example, you have a Coca-Cola bottle and you fill black vinegar there inside. So the title Coca-Cola is not going to make that inside contents Coca-Cola. If it's black vinegar, it's black vinegar. And a person who will try and drink it will spit it out and become very angry. You put a title Coca-Cola, but you're giving me black vinegar inside. Or in your sugar pot, you put white salt. And then you cook, outside the title is salt, sugar, but inside is salt. So we have to be very careful. Islam is that one Islam which Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given by Allah Ta'ala and which has come to us from there till today, that one Islam. So under that banner, be very careful the different names that have come. Whether it is a Saudi form of Salafism, whether it is an Iranian form of Shiism, whether it is a Pakistani form of Qadianism, or whether it is an Indian form of Barelviism, of Bid'at and innovations, whether it is a new Turkish model, whatever form, whatever model is not acceptable. Whether it's from a modern form of America, a very shallow and a very mellow type of Islam, very light type of Islam, no other type will be accepted. So Allah says that one type, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. Turn purely and totally to Deen Hanif. What is the Deen Hanif? I said I'll explain it. The Quran explains it. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. The natural path which Allah Ta'ala has put people on. Before, and there this, the tafsir of this ayat, there are three tafsirs. One is that this natural path, this deen qayyim, deen hanif, is Islam. But also, don't let us get misled with this the title of Islam. Inside must also be Islam. It mustn't be some other type of thing with the name of Islam on top. It mustn't be black vinegar with the name of Coca-Cola, for example. It must be that Islam. And that Islam is which Allah gave to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Islam is not a modern 21st century Islam. It is the Islam Allah gave to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether we want to be obstinate and call it a camel age Islam, whether we want to call it an outdated form of Islam, but that is the Islam Allah wants. Whether we want to call it fundamentalism, whether we want to call it extremism, but it is that Islam which Allah gave to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is that Islam which Allah Ta'ala wants. Not any new model, not any new form of Islam. And to understand it very clearly, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. What Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that Islam which I am on and my Sahaba. And which is known in the world today as the Islam of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahl Sunnah, those who follow the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wal Jama'ah, Jama'atul Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala. Who follow the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and who follow the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is that form of Islam. This is not a Pakistani version, it's not an Indian version, it's not a Saudi, it's an international version. It is that which has come from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the corridor and passage of time. And alhamdulillah, Allah fulfilled this promise. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidun. It is we who have revealed the Quran Sharif, and not only the Quran, but the extended meaning, this deen. And we will look after this deen. This deen will not change. It will remain. Allah has kept the huffaz, made them the means. Allah is only the protector. Allah made the huffaz, the hafiz of the Quran. He protects the words of the Quran. Nobody will change it. Allah made the qurra, the qaris. The qari is not really a person who reads in a beautiful, melodious voice. That is part of it. But the qari is the one that the various forms of the qira'ah, of the recitation of the Quran, they have preserved it as it came from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has kept the group of the ulama who will keep intact the meaning of the Quran Sharif. And nobody can change the meaning of the Quran Sharif. And it's Allah's promise, He will protect it. And He will keep this alive. So that brand of Islam which Allah gave, which came through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will keep it alive. So Allah says, follow that deen. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. That deen which is فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. That natural deen. It's natural deen. It's the deen of Islam. Or it means the capacity to accept Islam. And Allah has kept in every person the capacity of accepting Islam. And we see it till today. That person who made a film against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but in him was the capacity to accept Islam, he made tawbah. He went to Rosa Mubarak and cried and asked for forgiveness. He made Hajj this year. And now we hear that he's going to make a film in favor of Islam, contrary to that. So that capacity, Allah has kept it in Fir'aun, in Haman. It is up to us whether we use that capacity or not. And also all the time keep in our mind, this Islam I'm speaking is not only the name Islam, and inside something else is filled in. But that true, genuine Islam which Allah had given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody will accept fake notes. It's a note, it's a 200 rand note. It's a $100 note, but it's a fake note, nobody will accept it. Don't accept fake Islam. Accept only the genuine Islam. Nobody will accept in brand names that there is a fake, just not a genuine brand name. Nobody will accept it. And now we hear cigarettes also are made with fake names. And nobody will accept it. It's illegal also. So anyway, that genuine Islam, that capacity, this is that Islam that before we came in this world, each person, each soul that came in this world, Allah had presented Himself in front of all and asked all, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? Am I not your nourisher, your sustainer? All said in one voice, Bala, undoubtedly, O Allah, you are our nourisher and sustainer. Then Allah sent us in the world, He taught us the lesson there, He gave us our lesson there. And for exam, imtihan, ikhtibar, Allah send us in this dunya. Now Allah camouflaged, Allah Himself is not personal in front of us. We don't see our food coming direct from Jannat Allah is giving to us. That Allah is feeding. Now Allah camouflaged it and is giving it through the shop. And is giving it through the job. And is giving it through all other things. Now the test is, now do we believe the shop is giving food? The job is giving our sustenance. Or do we still believe that Allah is the one that is giving it? When a baby is born, after a few days it comes to its little senses. It comes to its mind that the bottle is giving me my milk. But after a few days it realizes as it grows up, no, it's not the bottle, the fridge gives me the milk. The milk comes from the fridge into the bottle. As it grows up more, it realizes it's not from the fridge. It is from the dairy man who comes and deliver, or my mother who goes and buy it in the supermarket. As it grows up further, it realizes, no, the supermarket doesn't give me my milk, the cow gives me my milk. As it grows up further, if it is fortunate, it will realize it's not the cow, it is Allah who is giving the milk through the cow. So that yaqeen, this is a believer's yaqeen, that Allah is the ultimate. Not only in your milk, in your rizq, in your health, in your clothing, your housing, everything. Allah is the one. That is that what we have to have. That yaqeen also, and that Islam which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. So Allah says, this is that fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas alayha. La tabdila li khalqillah. This has got two meanings. It is in Arabic called jumla khabariya. That it forms us that there is no changing in the system of Allah. Allah has kept that one system from Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with that perfect, complete, final model of that Islam and has given. So there is no changing in that. Then forever, this is the final religion, it cannot be changed. The other, it is in Sharia. Allah commands us, you don't try and change this. You remain on that same system. You don't try and change it and bring a new version of Islam, a new model of Islam. And today, as I said, we have to be very careful. Temptations and efforts are made from all sides to mislead us. But remain on that. And also remember, not only us, our children. We don't know what they are exposed. Close friends of ours. We realize the child is at university. He still makes salah with us, namaz. He's doing everything. He's staying in the house. But he has become a propagator of Shiism. He's propagating Shiism. Our child, he's 100%. Our child has become a propagator of Salafism. He's our child. He's staying with us, eating with us. But we don't know. Parents haven't got that contact with their children. They don't know. We haven't got time to sit with the children and find out what is the inside. Outside we see, they dress like Muslims, everything. They're still behaving well. But how they have changed? Just like your child, may Allah save us all, has become a drug addict, you don't pick it up at the beginning. It takes you a long time. Whereas if there was that genuine relationship between parents and children, you'll pick it up immediately. His behavior is changing. But when the water is over the head, then we realize he's become a drug addict. Or he's involved in other things, etc. So Allah Ta'ala says, لا تبديل لخلق الله. Then again Allah reminds us, ذلك الدين القيم. That is the straight path. That is the absolute path. That one path. What Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, gave it to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the Tabi'een. Islam spread in the four corners of the world. So there is no other model of any country of Islam. It is that Islam. Whether it is the Arab ulama till today, they follow that. Indonesian, Malaysian ulama, Indian, Pakistani, African countries ulama. That Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat is in the whole world. And it is Sawad-e-Azam, the big group that is in the world. There is no one else but this one big group. In fact, it is such a big group that Abdullah ibn Subayyil, the old Imam of the Haram of Makkah, he himself said that the Ummah comprises of 2/3 of Hanafis. Not only Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat. The Shafis, the Malikis, Hanbalis are different. He says 2/3 of the Ummah are Hanafis. So what the Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaat? What a big Jamaat. So follow this one Jamaat, which is Sawad-e-Azam. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But Allah says the vast majority of people don't know this. And this is the duty of the ulama to make the people know of this. That understand this which Allah has said in the Quran, which is since ever. Inform the people, don't change your deen. Don't change into other avenue. And Allah explains it so beautifully in front. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And how must you follow that deen-e qayyim, that deen-e hanif, the munibina ilay, what your heart follow it. Not only outwardly, what your heart. Allah Ta'ala in another ayat of the Quran Sharif says, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. تَرْكَنُوا مَيْلَانِ يَسِيرٌ. Not even a slight inclination towards any other way. Whether it is without the name of Islam, Christianity, Hinduism, that a Muslim won't do. Or whether it is with the name of Islam and you're following any other way, don't even have مَيْلَانِ يَسِيرٌ. A slight mailani qalbi. Even from your heart, don't have an inclination. Today, a serious matter. Our children and many people, outwardly we are Muslims, we keep our fast, Ramzan, rozas, we make taraweeh, we come for Juma, but our heart, is in sports, the Western way. Our hearts are in Western politics. Our hearts are in the Western way of life. They're dressing. We'll wear a tobe, a big kurta, a jubba, but inside, top and pants. Inside, t-shirt and jeans we have got. We love their way and we follow. So Allah says, no, munibina ilay, what your heart and soul follow this way of Islam. Munibina ilay. And in order to achieve this, Allah has given us the remedy. Waqimus salah. Wattaquhu. Waqimus wazayat. Wattaquhu. Waqimus salat. Wa la takunu min al mushrikeen. Three things you must do. Have taqwa. And taqwa is not just a word. That taqwa won't fall from the sky. An effort has to be made. And not sallu salah, aqimu salah. Make your salah. A person who has made his salah perfect, who has got iqamat salah, his whole deen has become perfect. And a person whose deen is perfect, his dunya becomes perfect. His akhirat is made, his qabr and his akhirat is made. So aqimu salah, wa la takunu min al mushrikeen. Don't go out in the different paths, which Allah explains in the next ayat. Wa la takunu min al mushrikeen, min al ladhina farraqu deenahum wa kanu shi'a. And those people who went out in other parts, farraqu deenahum, and they became all different other groups, all these groups in the name of Islam, Allah says don't incline to them. Incline to that deen, that sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should be very careful in these days. Remember, we have to die. And in the qabr, we'll have to answer, mar rabbuka, ma deenuka. If we cannot answer, we'll have grave problems in the grave. And it is now for us to make our, that we have that deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.